And I do have to say, too, I'm getting long-winded today. Big Fatty, he said something to me, and he also said it on his show, that there's nothing wrong with being single. Because you build your own relationships with your friends. You can get what you need out of a relationship from friends. You know, you don't have to be in a relationship, like a romantic relationship. You don't have to be married. You don't have to be coupled. You can find yourself in other people. And I can't agree with him more, because that's the most exciting part to me, is that I'm going to get to be myself, and I'm going to get to build relationships with a bunch of different people. And I know that will be enough for me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm getting long-winded today.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 915 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of August 2011. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Yo, Big Fatty's got a couple of life's little lessons that he hopes you'll listen to today. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. Hello, little chubbies. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Yo, that is from Eric out there in the Bakersfield, California. Hey, y'all, he says, Big Fatty, since you are Big Fatty, maybe we're chubbies or little chubbies. Just a thought. See me later. See me later. What does that mean? What does that mean, y'all? See me later. I don't know, Big Fatty. He's as crazy. He's as batshit crazy as you know who. So, anyway, well, Eric, thank you very much. I have a feeling Little Chubbies isn't going to go over real well with some people, but, you know, you just never know about these things. You never know. Y'all, I want to talk to you about a couple of things today that are weighing heavily on Big Fatty's mind. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa, who used to live out there near Dr. Stone, whose birthday, y'all, is less than a week away on the 9th of August, next to, I say, Tuesday. I hope you'll do something appropriate for that celebration of exiting the birth canal. But, y'all, she says she's really looking forward to making friends and all like that and getting new acquaintances and everything. Well, y'all, let me just tell you something. It has nothing to do with whether you are with someone or not with someone. It's still your life. And yes, you share your life, but y'all, there are many horror stories out there of people that just turn off the rest of their life when they meet someone. And y'all, this is not good. These people are your friends. And y'all, at my cousin's wedding, in the middle of last month, y'all, my brother, and y'all, this came as a total shock. I was absolutely blown away by his words. And y'all, he quoted someone, and I don't recall who it was he quoted. But y'all, he stood up and he said, "You two should remember these words. In many marriages, the first 5 years..." And y'all, this was pronoun specific, but y'all, you can adjust it to whatever you believe or think and all. And it applies to everyone. It doesn't apply to this, but he says, in the first 5 years, many wives try to change their husbands. And in the second 5 years, they yearn for the man they married because he's not the same person now. And y'all, it's true. Don't change yourself for your partner. You can incorporate your partner into your life, but remember, it is still your life. Okay, and it doesn't matter if you're single, if you're married, if you are living in a corral full of gentlemen callers, y'all. It is your life, and you make the best of it. And remember, you know, and it's not a matter of being selfish or not sharing, but y'all, share is a two-way street. Okay, and I think we've all seen this in Washington this week, where people, you know, y'all, everything you needed to know in life, you learned in kindergarten. And y'all, share is one of the things that you need to learn. And y'all, sharing or compromise or whatever the hell you want to call it, it's sharing, okay? You share the good and you share the bad. You share your life, but it doesn't mean you give your life up. So y'all, just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind, y'all. It is still your life, and if you retain your life and add someone to it, it will enrich your life. But if you stop being yourself, then you don't have your own life anymore. So anyway, that's Big Freddy saying. Now, y'all, this next one really struck home. Really struck home today because, y'all, I am telling you, we hear so much nowadays about customer service that, you know, people need to have, you know, we need to provide good customer service. Well, now, y'all, this, too, is a two-way street. A customer, y'all, there are many people, there are the way the world is nowadays, people do not take personal responsibility. They want to blame everything on somebody else. It is always somebody else's fault when something doesn't go correctly. They don't take responsibility. And y'all, there were two perfect examples in the coal mine today. And one was a Larry that came in there that was pointing the finger. Evidently, there was a guest speaker at a luncheon today. And y'all, the guest speaker failed to provide a list of needed audiovisual equipment. In fact, this guest speaker's office was contacted, and the folks were told that they would not need any. And then the guest speaker arrived, and there was no audiovisual equipment. And it was an embarrassment to this guest speaker because they couldn't present their PowerPoint presentation. And so this person decided that it was the fault of the coal mine that we didn't have the audiovisual equipment that the guest speaker needed, even though we were told that they would not need any. And y'all, I mean, you know, it's pointing the finger. It is just pointing the finger. And y'all, then there was another person that came in and was expecting to not have to abide by the rules. Y'all, there are rules for a reason, and you abide by them. And when you think you are above the rules, then y'all, you are so far below Big Fatty's opinion. Y'all, everybody, there are rules for a reason, okay? If you don't like them, that's fine. But y'all, you don't throw a temper tantrum and you know, you may not know the reason for the rules. You may not know, you may not understand the rules, but y'all, there are rules. And this comes back to the customer service thing. Y'all, if you are the customer and something is not to your liking, you are absolutely encouraged. I encourage you to bring it to the attention of the management or of the people involved. But y'all, you don't have to do it in a threatening or a blameful way. You can just bring it to their attention, okay? And y'all, just because you're the customer does not mean that you can be rude and treat people inappropriately. and not treat them like human beings and get mad at them and throw a hissy fit. Because, y'all, customer service is a two-way street. It is a two-way street. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you come in my office and I try to explain to you what's going on about a situation that you don't like and you raise your voice with me, y'all, I will say, I'm sorry, but that type of behavior is not appropriate in this office, and I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And y'all, it's just, the world is getting out of control with this behavior, y'all. And y'all, if you act like that, Big Fatty better not find out, because y'all, I will do what my mama do. Y'all, I will give you a whipping. I will send you outside for a switch, and I will give you a, y'all, you don't do that. You just don't do that. And I'm mad as a snake. Just mad as a snake. But y'all, act like human beings and treat people the way you want to be treated. So anyway, all right, Big Fatty, thank you for blowing it out. Could you move forward now? Y'all, I don't have anything else that I want to talk about except, I got an e-letter. Got an e-letter from that author. Y'all, you know, he's down there in the future. And y'all, he's in charge. He is in charge of the Pride 48 for this year. And y'all, he sent out his initial e-letter to all the different podcasters that participated last year. Now, y'all, if you are a podcaster and you participated last year, or you didn't participate last year, or let's say you're a new podcaster now and you're interested in participating, y'all, all you got to do is send a little e-letter over to Arthur. A-R-T-H-U-R. There's none of that Z stuff in that address, y'all. None of that Z. And it's at Arthur at Pride 48, and it's the number 48.com. Yes, Big Freddy. y'all, last year we had these shows before Pride 48, and y'all, it was called the State of the Station, and y'all, those are going to start up again this coming Monday night, August the 8th at 9 p.m. in the evening Eastern, and y'all, and it's not just for podcasters, it is for anyone interested in Pride 48 to see what's going on and see what to expect during the big event this year. Because, y'all, there are some changes. Obviously, the big change is that there's going to be a lot of us that are getting together out there in Las Vegas at the Luxor Hotel. Y'all, by the way, we heard that Adam from the Dubious Intent Plus, that he will be coming out there, y'all. But, y'all, he's not going to share his room because he's expecting to pick up tricks, evidently. I don't know. I just don't know. But, y'all... You can listen to that this coming Monday evening, and y'all, it'll be on pride48.com, and y'all, you can use the BFO app for that. And anyway, y'all, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you, by the way, if you are a podcaster, he's got some very good information. If you have the Macintosh computers, y'all, and you've got that Leo the Lion software, y'all, you're gonna have to update some programs or something like that. I don't know what it's all about, but y'all, I won't be worrying about that until I get the new computer this coming weekend, because y'all, it is the tax-free weekend, y'all, this coming weekend, and y'all, I've got to read this to you, because y'all, it is just absolutely batshit crazy. Some of the stuff on this tax-free weekend. And I'm gonna give you an idea of the kind of just crazy bullshit that we have here in South Kakalaki. Yes, Big Freddy. Now, y'all, the idea behind all of this is to for people to get their school supplies and clothing and things of this nature, and not be charged the local sales tax or the state sales tax. And y'all, but here's one of the things I read in the newspaper this morning. Students that go to school nowadays, the elementary schools, they have to have their supplies purchased and handed into the school. And I guess the teachers hand them out as needed during the school year, ration them, if you will. But so y'all, they can't even buy the school supplies that they're gonna need. I guess they can get extras, but anyway. But y'all, the tax holiday The purpose, and this is from the law, y'all. The purpose of a revenue ruling is to provide guidance to the... we don't need to hear about that. Y'all, here it is. It states that sales taking place during the period beginning 12:01 a.m. in the morning on the first Friday in August and ending at 12 midnight the following Sunday are exempt from sales and use tax. And y'all, these include clothing accessories, including but not limited to hats, scarves, hosiery, and handbags, footwear, school supplies, including but not limited to pens, pencils, paper, binders, notebooks, books, book bags, lunch boxes, and calculators, computers, printers, and printer supplies, and computer software, and bath, washcloths, blankets, beds, spreads, bed linens, sheet sets, comforter sets, bath towels, shower curtains, bath rugs and mats, pillows and pillowcases. All right, now y'all, that's pretty straightforward right there. But y'all, then they get into this thing. They get into I've told you what is exempt from sales tax. Now y'all, now they go into this list of things that falls underneath that. And y'all, some of these I do not understand. And remember, this is supposed to be for school, you know, to help school children and all get ready for school. Now y'all, these things are included. They are included in the tax exemption. Adult diapers.
Big Freddy, that's in case when the children come in, the teachers shot themselves.
Well, I guess. Aerobic clothing, antique clothing, aprons, athletic or sports uniforms or clothing, but not equipment such as mitts, helmets, and pads. Because, you know, those are safety items. You wouldn't want those to be... baby bibs are exempt. Y'all, because, you know, you've got to take your baby. You got to take your baby to school. Baby clothes, baby diapers, cloth or disposable, y'all. Baby shoes, bandanas, because, y'all, everyone needs a bandana when they go to school. Barrettes. And then it goes through the bath accessories and all like that. Beach capes and coats, because y'all, nothing says back to school like a beach cape. and then there are other things here. But I won't get into these, y'all. The bed linens, and these things include baby bumper pads, canopies, baby crib padding, bed skirts, box spring covers, dust ruffles, mattress pads, mattress toppers, pillow covers, and shams, but does not include the box springs, drapes, mattresses, or tablecloths. It includes belt buckles. It includes, let's see here now, bobby pins. Bobby pin, y'all, you can't go to school without your bobby pins. It includes the bras, because, y'all, that makes sense, okay? It includes, y'all, this is the one that gets me, the adult diapers in this one. Bridal gowns and veils. Y'all, what? However, these must be sold. Rental bridal gowns are taxable. Capri pants. Y'all, who doesn't love some capri pants? Oh, dear Gussie. But y'all, computer monitors, keyboards, and scanners, when not sold in conjunction with a CPU, are taxable. Corset laces. Y'all, who doesn't need a corset and corset laces to go back to school? And y'all, costumes. Now, y'all, I'm just to the C's, so I'm going to talk about this a little bit more as the week progresses, because, y'all, it's just, I'm telling you. You talk about batshit crazy. You talk about batshit crazy. Y'all, it is the craziest thing on earth. Now, y'all, I know I've given you kind of a, not really a tongue lashing, but I've given you my mind today. And, y'all, I hope you take it in the right way. And, Nessa, how do you think I've done?
I'm getting long-winded today.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Big Fatty when you say I'm?
You can- can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.